We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen.
The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
Would you buy somebody a gift that you disagree with them owning? You think it's bad for them? That's the dilemma that I'm in.
But there's another layer. No, you don't buy somebody a gift that you disagree with them owning, but you're not buying someone a gift. You're doing a favor.
Here's the situation. My dad has asked me to get my mom's Christmas gift so that she won't see it on the credit card statement or whatever. Because obviously she looks at all that stuff. So he's like, hey, go get your mom that camera that allows you to do the FaceTime all over the living room, and it follows you around because she's always FaceTiming with the grandkids. Well, it's made by Facebook. So I said yes to him on the spot, and then I start looking into this camera, and it's basically like giving Facebook access to your whole life. And my parents are retired, like maybe a little naive to that stuff. And I'm just like, I don't trust Facebook to have access to my parents' home and everything in it. And by using this camera, it would be bad for them, in my opinion.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
Maybe not for everybody, but for me. So I'm in this dilemma. Do I tell my dad, Dad, I philosophically disagree with this gift, so I don't want to buy it for you to give to Mom? Or do I just have to be quiet and just do my dad a favor because I love my dad and I want to help him out. And he's really excited about this as like her big gift for Christmas.
All right. Our phone number is 404-263-0941. Kelly Cheese and I will each present our case because we're on opposite sides of this.
And the Instagram poll is pretty definitive.
Is it?
On what people would do.
All right. Mm-hmm. Kelly, would you like to make your argument for the wrong answer?
What? No, you go first, and Mr. Confident.
I believe that Jen is not buying the gift for her mom. Jen is buying the gift as a favor to her dad. So she should do the favor for her dad. Can she tell him her concerns? Absolutely. Can she express concern or worry over allowing this camera access to the house or whatever raises a flag with her? Yep, but at the end of the day, your dad has asked you for a favor. You should honor your dad's wishes.
Oh, really? Well, if that's the favor you're talking about, wouldn't saving them from Facebook invasion also be a huge favor?
Facebook invasion? It's not like you're going to wake up with Mark Zuckerberg under your bed.
You never know who's listening or who's watching. And if your parents are vulnerable to that and they don't know or naive to it, then explaining to him, Dad, I know you want me to do this, but I can't. I wouldn't have this in my house with my kids. Then it would be a favor for him because he would understand the security measures that you're taking to keep your privacy safe. Like, I don't trust that. I think it's weird. I don't really trust Facebook either. I love it, but there's that gut feeling that you're getting that I'm with you on that.
Because I'm like, if it can see everything in your house, like, what if it's compromised and, like, I don't know, their bank statements are sitting around or, like, something with their social security numbers on it in the house and, like, the camera sees it and then, I don't know.
But that's the concern that you're allowed to express to your dad. That's what I'm saying. You're allowed to say, what about these?
But if he says, I still want it, then I still have to go buy it.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
That's going to be so hard to do.
What does the Instagram poll say?
The question we posed on Instagram is, would you buy someone a gift that you disagree with them owning? And 83% said no.
But
they would not buy the gift.
But that is, that's phrased poorly. Because no, you don't buy someone a gift that you disagree with them owning. Why would you even consider it as a gift?
Like if you disagree with alcohol, you wouldn't buy somebody a bottle of whiskey.
Right. The poll should be, would you do your dad a favor or would you not do it and tell him with your actions that you don't love him? That's what the poll should be.
Oh, I would never do that.
All right. Well, to help with your case, Jen.
Yeah.
I think we're taking a story. And Janine, give me a thumbs up if I'm saying this right. Jamie in Alpharetta, her grandma got duped on Facebook and lost thousands of dollars.
Oh, no.
Okay. Well.
Oh, no.
Okay. Well, perhaps you could use that as a warning to your dad. We'll talk to her after Brent Elliott.
Star 94.1.
All right, Jen, I maintain that you still need to do a favor for your dad if he needs it.
If you're just jumping into the Jeff and Jen show, here's my gift dilemma. My dad has asked me to buy a gift for my mom that I disagree with. He wants to get her that Facebook camera that goes in your house and allows you to FaceTime while you walk around the room and it follows you around and everything else. And I just feel like giving Facebook that much access to your house is a little bit crazy. But it's not a gift for me. It's a gift from my dad to my mom. And he just wants me to get it so he can keep it off the credit card statement so it'll be a surprise for her and he'll just pay me cash for it. So I'm in this dilemma. I'm like, do I tell him that his gift is a really bad idea or warn him about it and refuse to get it? Or do I just suck it up and get my dad what he wants me to get her?
I think that you are obligated to tell your dad or to get the gift if your dad really, really wants it. But you should tell him and let this serve as a warning to everybody who has an older parent or grandparent on the social medias.
Okay.
Because I just looked up this scam that our listener was telling us about. We had a family member whose grandmother got ripped off. She couldn't stay on the phone, but she told me what to Google. You ready for this? These people are terrible. Imagine your parent or grandparent getting a phone call from a person claiming to be your lawyer or doctor. And they say that you are in dire needs of either legal or medical help. There's no time. We need to process your credit card. We need to get your information.
No.
ASAP. You can't talk on the phone. So, like, let's say it's your dad, right, Jen? Well, Jen can't come to the phone right now because we just gave her anesthesia or she is in a jail cell. And we're trying to help her, but can you please, she gave us your phone number and said, you'll transfer the money to cover her deductible / bail, and then she will give you a call. And then they ask for money to be transferred. And because it's an older person who's, by nature, doesn't think scam and tries to help, people have been ripped off to thousands of dollars.
Oh, no.
But hold on, it gets worse. Then what happens is once you're scammed, your information goes into a database that other scammers buy to do it again like 2 years later with a different form because they know you're gullible.
That is crazy.
And the way they do it is they go through grandma and grandpa's Facebook page to find little bits of info.
Oh.
So Jen, let's say you were going on a camp weekend with your girlfriends and you were going to that camp up in the mountains that you like.
Mm-hmm.
The phone call comes from a doctor, finger quote, who is in the mountains.
Wow.
With your daughter.
So they know enough about you to hook in the people to the scam.
So
that's crazy. That's something I feel like you got to warn your parents and grandparents about right now.
So imagine if there's a camera in the house and they would say, look, we know that you guys are busy watching the grandkids, packing for a trip.
Whoa.
Cooking Christmas dinner.
Okay. Now I really can't buy the present. Nope. Yeah. Nope. Got to call my dad today.
Sorry, Eddie.
Yeah.
Just ruined Christmas. Time to get on Amazon.com, see what else they got for you.
New idea.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.